Okay, so we're on Kufir Gimel now.
Excited.
This is the last stop of the Agat of this at least this Masechta. Some are upset, others are not. So the Gemara says two lines from the top. Amar le Rav le Rav Asi. Rav said to Rav Asi, Lo tidur bimasa de lo tsnif beis suse. Don't live in a city that doesn't have the noises of a horse. Lo navach bakalvan, the bark of a dog. And the reason being, says the Rashbam, is because it scares away the ganavim. It says provides protection. It's kufir gimel and beis. It's right here. So v'al tidor be'ir dereish masa asin. Don't live in a city that the head, the governor, or the mayor, is going to be someone who is a rofe, says Rashbam. It's a doctor, because Rashbam explains top line mipnei shetarad berufuoso of enu osik b'tzarich etzivur. He's going to be so involved with giving proper medical advice and help, he's not going to be involved in the city. We saw something similar a couple days ago, at Talmud Chacham, the same thing. You shouldn't have a head of the city at Talmud Chacham, because he's going to be so involved in his learning, he won't be able to properly focus on the city matters. And further, it says, Lo san siv tarte. Yeah, sure.
According to Rashi,
yeah,
it's the other way around. He says that he's going to take care of the city and he won't take care of the roofing.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
He'll take care of what? And he won't take care of the
roofing. Oh, it must be Rashi.
But that Rashi, the hefet, she makom she harofe she la'ir, hu gam rosh ha'ir, eno metapel v'cholim karaoi, machmad trudav ben hagat ha'ir.
Which, where is Rashi? It's not here, I don't think. Is it somewhere else?
Maybe somewhere else. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Basra.
Okay, fine. Okay.
It seems like an interesting thing, because like the last few topics, I mentioned this several times, that like basically saying like focus on one business and don't try to be a what's the term, like a jack of all trades.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple times. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, "Velo santiv tarte." Don't marry two wives, two nashim. And Rashi explains, "Shema tiatzena alecha ra," because they might, you know, advise against you. The two of them go up against you. And if you do, enough to start day, enough to plus. If you marry two, end up marrying a third wife. This way you get one on your team versus two on the other team. So stick to one or three. Right. So Amrle, a raveler of Kana. Rav says, Rav Kana now. Hafach bin nevela. So what? Be involved in a nevela. Velo tifach bin mile. So see, what does the Rashbam say? Doesn't say anything here. Okay. So, basically, I guess keep your word, yeah. The low tape, so I push it, nevela sabashuk, skin a nevela in the marketplace, the shakil agar, and take money and get paid for that. V'lo tema kahana ana, don't say I'm a kohen. We got a rabbi, I'm a big important person. The sanya be milsa, and the thing, this stuff is to me disgusting in my eyes. Don't say that. Make some money, whatever, even if it's a very belittling type of malacha. Make some money. And based on this Gemara, they talk about that even a Talmud Chacham should try to make a parnasa and shouldn't rely on people supporting him. You should do something like malacha, whatever it takes, to support yourself and your family. That's what number of posting them. The Rambam brings this down to halacha, and they say it's based on this Gemara right here. You see, the Rambam is quoted, and then there's the Aleph here by Pasha Nevelasa, so the Rambam is brought down in Hilchos Matanos, Matnos, and Anim. So even a Talmud Chacham is supposed to make a parnasa and not rely on the tzibur. The Beis Yosef writes, now the Rambam was wrong. Rambam says, when he's talking about the halacha, and the exact lashon I have over here, he says, all the chachmei doros, everyone who lived in his time, everyone took money, and they shouldn't do that based on this Gemara. So Beis Yosef responds, what do you mean? The fact that Rambam said that everyone in his generation was taking money, it seemed like everyone was going against the Rambam. Everyone else held that they were allowed to take money for being a Talmud Chacham and for learning. So therefore the Beis Yosef says a person is allowed to, and a person in fact should, if he's a Talmud Chacham, be dependent on the tzibur.
Meaning the fact that the Rambam made this comment means that it was shchiach.
Exactly.
It was happening very often.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So they all go against what the Rambam himself held. And they were also rishonim. the Kesem Mishnah, who's the Beis Yosef, also writes that Mishim Eis Lasos Hashem, one's allowed to. Because otherwise a person in the Talmud Chacham won't be able to sit and learn. They weren't capable. Nowadays, not as capable as they used to be. They were able to juggle both around. Nowadays, it's almost impossible to make a full-time parnasa and to work full-time, to learn full-time. And that's considered Eis Lasos. But based on this pasuk, this Gemara here, the Rambam gets the halacha that ideally a Talmud Chacham should make his own parnasa, but the poskim seem to argue. Then the Gemara goes on to say is, Salkas le'igra, sheruscha bahadecha, when you go to a, on the derek summer, even if you're simply going to your own roof, so take with you, I think this was talking about, right? Take sheruscha bahadecha, take some money, take some food with you, rather. Because mea kari b'masa b'zuzah, tusa kanfuch neve. So take 100, vegetables of some sort that are going to cost us zuz, and just keep it with you, you never know when we need the food. Now, Amar Rav. Rav. Now, there's this third statement of Rav. He says to Chia Bray. He says to his son Chia, Lo tishtei sama, don't drink any of these medications.
Potions.
Right. Lo tishaver nigra, and don't take large steps. And they explain because the Gemara in I think it's Sota and maybe Brachos also that taking large steps takes away ruins your eyesight. Lo se'aker kacha. And don't
take out your teeth.
Take out your teeth, okay? If it hurts, so don't instigate a snake. Don't instigate a nachri. So in terms of the one about not drinking potion or any types of medicine, because the Rashbam explained how true it is. Rashbam lo tishte sama, five lines down, al tishta samim, don't drink these potions, mipnation nikvalhem veses, via libcha shalcha v'tafsin ma'as, you're going to end up getting addicted to them, and you're going to end up having to, wanting to pay more money for them, and you're going to lose out. V'afilu refu, even for the purpose of refua, lo tishte imefshe lefu achar, so there's another way to get healed with something that's not as addictive, better to do that than to have something that's an addicting type of drug.
Sure.
Now, regarding the one that he says, don't instigate a non-Jew, so I think I read this somewhere that Rav Yosher was once asked about what to do with the hard bias, all the fighting hard bias. Should we take control of hard bias? Should we leave them alone? Just let them have, do whatever they want? Rav Yosher says, don't start up with them. Don't instigate them to fight. That's what he said. Don't instigate them. Even though, halachically, whatever they're doing is wrong and we want to protect it, there's a din shmir maybe, don't instigate them. Chor is based on a Gemara like this, that don't start up with the non-Jews. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Gimel Ein Miskanim Behen, there are three groups of people, or not people, three groups, that don't get jealous from them. Eluhein, Nachri Katan, Nachash Katan, Talmud Katan. A young non-Jew, a young snake, and a young student. My time, huh? Dimachusayu, Achorai Onayu, Kayu. Because they're going to end up getting bigger, and big people, and then when they get older, they're going to take revenge on you. So don't start with these three, again, a Nachri, a Nachash, and Talmud, even though when they're very little, because they might turn into someone very big and take things back on you, take revenge. Amle Rav, now Rav says, Le'eva Bray, another son named Evo, says to him, Tarche b'chosh b'shmaisa, learn your son, Tarche b'chosh b'shmaisa, I tried very hard to teach you how to learn. Lo mistaimos, and you weren't very successful in your learning. So, ta'ag marcha mili dama, I'm going to go teach you some trade now, and help you make some parnasa. So he says, ad chala achra echa, zvincha zavin. So Rashi explains, when the sand is still fresh on your legs, meaning when you come from the derech, sell your inventory right away. Don't hold on to it too long. And then kol milei zoven, anything that you buy. Right, and then ticharet bar mechamra dizavin, and then you show he's a regret if something goes. Let's say you sell something and it goes more expensive, and you lose out on could have potential gain. You should be a little bit upset about that. Except for when it comes to wine, that one in particular, don't be so upset if you lost out by not holding on to it for too long. The lo secharet, the velo secharet.
Just because kitamit yesh tachshosh shema yachmit hayayin v'yapsid hakol.
Okay, so it's better to sell before it gets bad.
See, why is that's loud up? Because most of the time with wine, as it ages, it gets
bad. Like, yeah, yeah,
its value goes up.
Depends how, I guess, preserved. Sometimes it went bad also there, but
I would think it only means if if it was like if you were talking about extended periods of time, meaning not like a few months or 2 years, I mean like out there. I mean, if you hold the bottle for 20 years, it's probably going to get better.
I don't know. Okay, then he says to his son further, Shari Kisischa, Pasach Sakha Kaba Mi'ara. So then he says, take the money and put them in your pocket.
First of all, take the money, then give them merchandise.
All right, exactly, right, yeah. Take the money, then give them merchandise, exactly. Exactly. And then he says, Kaba Ma'ara of Lo Kurmi Igara. Better to. To be marviach, to make profit off of the land ground, than to make profit off of a core of something on the rooftop. Better to make profit off the ground, which means real estate, but something down low, as opposed to something that's on the rooftop.
It's karov, as opposed to rachel.
That's what the Rashbam says. Okay. Okay, I see that.
What does that
mean? Stay close to home. Better to have a part, you know, a part.
Don't go to China or to all those places.
Even if the margins are higher, I mean, you get faster turnover.
Or
you get
good
buy with bigger margins. That goes against three lines up.
I guess you have to weigh the options, I guess, depending on the situation.
So if you have a checklist and you get 3 out of 5, I would assume you go with that. Go with the higher margin.
So then, let's say you have tamra b'chaluzacha. If you have dates in a kli that's special for dates, the base sudna rehit. So run to the house to make beer. If you have dates, make beer right away. Don't let them, I guess, spoil and go bad.
Is that very popular then, like date beer?
Sure. Yeah. Yes, very much. That was like the main, to my understanding, the main type of beer.
Do they still do that today? Date beer?
No, actually, I gave a shiur last night about drinking beer with non-Jews, and like Shulchan
Aruch. Now you tell us, me and Adam wanted to come.
Just put you on the email list.
Seriously, can you?
Sure.
Is there a tasting?
No.
How'd you come out,
Malacha? We came out that there has terim, there must, as you could really have it. Like I told you the other time, you can't have it.
But what was the
you can't. You can't drink. There are materin to drink. Only you can't have is date-based beer, because that's what was used. But anything based on barley or any grain, ours based on barley, you can have beer with non-Jews. That's Mikra Din. The Yesh Matirin writes the Ramah, but the Binus Adam is very against it. Anyways, it's not a good idea to have any social drinking with non-Jews. So that, the Poskim don't talk about it in the Shulchan Aruch, but the more contemporary Poskim, some say it's extended also to hard alcohol. Others say no.
Date beer is extended?
No, date beer doesn't really come up. But let's say any liquor you have. Well, that's included in this Isser of drinking with non-Jews. So the strict din doesn't mention it, but other posts can extend it to things of alcohol, any alcoholic beverages. So it, ish for ish.
Definitely want that on Google Drive.
Okay. It wasn't recorded. Okay, says the Gemara now, so when you have dates, you should make them into beer as soon as possible. The Gemara says, v'ad kama, and what, for how long should you hold on to them, I guess it means? Hey, how quickly should you do it, right? How quickly should you make them into beer?
How many, what's the amount?
I see, okay. So I'm a rabbi, ad tlasa sa, so up until 3 sa. Less than that, I guess you don't have to.
Same shel tamari.
Okay.
That's enough quantity to make wine.
But more than that.
Okay. Less you'll eat.
So now Amar Papa says, Elo Dirami Shikra Lo Yasser. He said, had I not made beer, I would not have been rich. So he understood, he took this advice, he had a lot of dates, he made beer, he became very rich because of it. So the Gemara says on top, Tosfos rather says on top, Amar Papa,
is there any halacha regards to drinking? Meaning to Muslim countries is not allowed to drink alcohol.
Right.
Judaism doesn't mention anything about drinking.
On the contrary, I mean, yain is.
Hovleiv Mishnah Tomei.
Yeah.
Fakir. Shulchan Aruch says that a person with good heart drinks constantly, frequently.
So they.
How do you think the Chabad is
better?
That's why all, you know, Rashi, they all had wineries.
But who said that Jews don't drink?
I'm sorry? Who? Who doesn't drink?
Jews don't drink in general.
No, they're not big drinkers.
No. Yes,
no,
they're not.
Not like the guy. Not like the, not like
the, not like
yeah.
the Irish.
Yeah. Right.
We don't have St. Paddy's there.
Are you drinking?
No. You drinking? And wine I have, but...
A little wine, but it's...
Okay. Well, they're a bigger money, they don't drink.
No, but it's interesting because...
Unless Arva Kosot in Pesach, or Kiddush, or whatever it is.
Because Rabbi Wine says that in the time of the Gemara, the water used to be contaminated. So people used to drink wine because it's the only drink that if there was some kind of a plague, really, it didn't transfer any...
Interesting.
Because then when the alcohol ferments, it kills off anything anyways.
Yeah, so when there were plagues, people just drank a lot of wine because it was the drink that was the safest drink to have in those days.
Interesting.
But really, that's we saw even here where Papa himself was had a microbrewery, and he made beer.
Right.
Just said.
And therefore what?
You saying, you see, it was like what you were saying, like they, a lot of them had these side businesses to help support their...
Because the goyim drank it a lot.
Yeah.
Fine, so... All right. Tosos writes on top, quickly, Rapapa, he says, Amar Rapapa, I lav derami shichra lo yasri. Had I not made this this beer factory, I would not become rich. Ubishile elu over him, he points out in... Parak earlier, Daf Memtes, Kama Rapapa Ilav Dinisivi Kanasalo Yashri. Had I not married a Bas Kohen, I would not have become rich. Yeshama Dahavaha Garmile. Both of them really helped marrying a daughter of a Kohen and also making a beer.
Marrying because of her Schuyas?
Right. Because it's Schuyas, I think so. Says the Gemara now, Ikeda Amri, Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista was one who said this, Ilo Dirami Sheikh or Lo Yasser Maya, Lo Yasser. Would not have become rich had I not made this beer factory. So my sunnah, so we said above that a person has dates, he should quickly run and bring the dates to a base sunnah. So my sunnah, says the Gemara, Amar Chizda sod na'a ugmius chasadim, a beautiful secret and a lot of chesed. So what does that mean exactly? So Rashbam says, five lines from the bottom, sod na'a eitza tove, it's a good eitza, sharei misashun mehemanim, because you become rich. He writes, Rashbam, Yachol lasos heimanu la'aniyim, lasos mehem tzedakah v'chesed. You go to give it to poor people, sharei ein mehem karen gadol. They don't have a lot of money, of course, so you go to do very nice things with the beer. Amar Rapapa, kol agav gabe ba'i. So anything that's, when Rashbam explains, kol davar shetzarech lichtov shtar, anything you have to write on papers, could go in malve v'amana, certain types of documents you write, gabe ba'i. You have to collect from it. And Kol Ashrai, says the Gemara, Safik Asa, Safik Lo Asa. So what does that refer to? Anything about Kafa, anything you based on a tab, okay. A certain amount of Amuna you have, that the guy's going to pay you back, not Amuna, but you trust in him, he's going to pay you back. So then it's a Safik, whether you're going to get the money or not. Udasa Mos Ros Ninu, and he might pay you with a bad... with a bad mouse.
Maybe
like little by little, like a penny here, a penny there, and they're paying you back. It's better to have documents documenting your buying and selling as opposed to based on Hakafa, which will pay you back a penny here, a penny there, and that's just like
what
annoying.
Rabbi, one of the chaver from Shul was telling me that most of the diamond industry still does this.
Oh, yeah?
They're very much on credit, like these little papers, IOU.
Yeah, that's how they go.
It's crazy.
Really?
Like a lot of money on these little things.
Yeah. They trust each other.
$1 million.
No, they don't trust each other.
You know, you tell me.
That's just how it is.
Okay.
Just desperate for business and, you know, with false hopes.
Uh-huh.
So, still good people, but most of them are.
They don't necessarily pay back.
No.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, Shlosh Dvarim. Three things. Amar B'Yochanan Mishim Anshe Yushalayim. Three things he said in the name of the Anshe Yushalayim. Kishata Yotze L'Melchama, when you go out to war, Al Tete Brishana, don't go first. Be last. This way you could be back, you know, if they when they turn back around or if they're chasing you, the enemies are chasing you, you're the first one back home, you're the one who's going to be protected. There's a statement named Rabbi Kiva also mentioned the statement a number of times. Better to make your Shabbos a chol, a regular Shabbos, a mundane day, as opposed to relying on the other people to support you. And also try to be join up partners with someone who is having a good mazel dik a time, successful, trying to be partners with him.
You just said this already.
Exactly, we said this once already. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe, Shlosha Dvarim, Amar Bishu Ben Levi, Mishum Anshe Yushalayim. There are three things that Bishu Ben Levi had, Mesorah, in the name of the Anshe Yushalayim.
Why are these all general things on, like, in the Gemara even?
Why is it there?
Yeah.
I think it's important to know.
Because usually, you know, Pesachim speaks about Dine Pesach, so...
And these
when you speak about the Tagid, oh, I remember that he said about that, and then you're going you away from the subject, and then you're coming back, and they stand but here. It's just...
But again, I'm not sure why they're specifically here. Some conversation we had probably a number of blot ago led to other conversations that led us to here. But these things are, although they might not be halacha, they're still very important advice.
No, I'm not saying, but I'm just wondering how, you know, like, not why all they Gemara's, decide to put, right. to put, I'm sure that they said many other things.
The Svarim, it's written in a lot of the Chassidish Svarim that whenever you find an Agata in a particular Gemara, there's a reason why the Agata is found in Maseches Pesachim. So let's say, for example, if you remember from the beginning of Pesachim, talked about all this Agata about Dibor, how to speak properly, how not to speak Blashon Kotzer. So the way they explain it is because Pesachim, Pesach, is all about Dibor, Pesach. The Gemara in the Zohar writes that the Dibor, Koach HaDibor, was in Golos, the times of Mitzrayim, and it was redeemed. So for that reason, the beginning has an Agata all about Dibor. So they have similar probably reasons why all these things are back here. My guess would be that since Leil Pesach is Leil Shimurim, they talk about all those things which endanger us and what don't endanger us. That's my guess why these things are here. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says now...
Thanks.
The Gemara says, so he said in the name of Anshe Yushalayim, Al Tarba Beginos Mishim Maisa Shehaya. So don't spend too much time in the gardens because of the Maisa Shehaya. Which Maisa Shehaya?
No, Vignut. Al Tarba Lasot Maasa Beofen Shel Gnai. Al Yisei Gnai.
Farhesia Leinyan Kol. Gnai is bad things for...
Oh, yeah? So I thought it might be issue of Girsa thing here.
Farhesia.
It says gardens. No, that's the way it's translated.
Ginos. Rashi, Rashbam says, has it been the Farhesia? Ginos.
That's what I thought, Ginos, but I see here my sister says Gnus.
That's a Svar.
And the Marsha says Gagos, rooftops.
Rebbe, that's the Tom. The simple translation is the way the Rebbe said it. The Svar behind it, like the reason behind it, is the way the Rajan explains it.
So I'm saying, you think Ginos?
You get it right, yeah.
Either way, so whatever, something begala, don't do things begala too, because the Maisa Shaya and Rashbam says is a reference to the story of David and Bathsheba.
So that's the Gagan.
Exactly, so that's Gagim, that's why Marsha is Gori's Gagim. Where the point is, don't do things out in the public. It says further, what is the Masorah, what did the Anshe Yushalayim say? What was the second thing they said? Bitcha Bagra Shichar Avdecha V'seinla. So if your daughter becomes of age and you have a servant, you should free your servant and give it to her. I mean, she reached a certain age and she didn't find a spouse, so better to... free your Eved and have her marry your Eved. So the Yishom talk about in a different context about how do you free an Eved. There's an Isser to free an Eved, what? Exactly. So that's already like the answer you're saying based on the Ramban. Again, but the Isser is Liol Mhem Tavodu. You have to always enslave your Avadim. You can't free them. It's an Isser Aseh. So the Ramban, what I'm referring to, the Ramban and Gittin writes that the Isser is Lo Sechanim. You can't give them anything free. But if you give them based on for a certain purpose, for a goal, the goal here is to marry your daughter, that's based on the Gemara in Brachos and Gittin, that you could free a slave to make a minion.
It's like two daf, also Kedushin talks about it, also it's like two daf, is it Olam Mamish, it goes through, it brings them on Gittin.
Yeah, I remember that. Eva Kanani?
Yeah.
So that's why you're allowed to, in this case, the other answer is given also, but this is the basic answer, why you're allowed to free an Eved for the purpose of marrying off your daughter. And then the Gemara says, "Behevi zar b'ishtecha mechasna harishon." So the times of the Gemara was clearly very different than our times now, but it says, you should have your wife be very careful from your very first son-in-law. So my time, what's the reasoning for this? So Rav Chista amar mishum erva, and Rav Kana mishum mamon. Because v'havaha isna, he said both of them are true. One of them, the son-in-law is going to try to get rid of all your money and use it up, and the mother-in-law is going to try to treat him the nicest and treat him like a son and all that kind of stuff. So all your money is going to be lost, which I think might be more true nowadays. The other one, mishum erva, is probably less true. In the times of the Gemara, the Mishnahs talk about these things that the relationship the mother-in-law and the son-in-law had was probably a better relationship than one found nowadays.
Probably used to live together also.
Yeah, probably lived together also, right? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shlosha Minoch Leholam Haba. Eluhen. Three of the following are those who are Nochel Olm Haba, get Zochet Olm Haba. Hadar Beretz Yisrael, who lives in Eretz Yisrael. Hamagada ban of the Talmud Torah, someone who raises the children to the path of learning. Vamavdil ahayayin b'matzai Shabbos, and someone who uses wine to make havdalah on. So, Mahi, what does that mean, make havdalah on wine? So says the Gemara, d'mishayir mikadush l'avdalasa. You leave over some of the Kiddush wine for havdalah. So explains the Rashbam. So what's the greatness of that? So the last line, the Rashbam says, "Demishayir mikidusha sheyesh lo mat yain moneh shtiyaso b'shvil havdala." He has just a little bit of wine, and he really wants to drink the wine. It's very yummy. But he says, "You know what? I'm going to hold back and show a little self-control and save it until Matzah Shabbos." This is Rashi, and this is the Rashbam.
So why didn't we read Rashi?
This is the way it's been done. It's, again, as we said, it's very unique that Tzachem has two.
What was this question?
Well, who the top parish was on the side. It was referring to Rashi.
People say it's not really Rashi. Rashi's not Rashi.
Yeah, it could be that. It could be that's what it is. Maybe we have a better Masorah of who the author is. Rashbam we know, Rashi we don't know, so we trust the one we know. He's saying we don't know who this really is, he's saying. Oh. We lost Rashi. Rashbam, a grandson of his, had a parish. He put up Tzachem, and we found this Ksav Yad somewhere. Unclear who exactly it was. So that's why, but most of the time they happen to have like overlaps. And whoever wrote this was definitely a tremendous Talmid Chacham, as it was. We just maybe don't know who he is. Okay, so the Gemara says now, so those are the three things that are Zocha to be Nochel Olam Haba. Now it's not only these three individuals, of course, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Olam Haba. Every Jew has a Chelek Olam Haba. It just means you probably get added portions of Olam Haba for these three things: living Eretz Yisrael, raising your children to the Talmud Torah, and making Havdalah and wine for showing that self-control. Three lines from the bottom: Amar B'Yochanan Shlosha Machriz Aleim Akash Baruch Hu B'Chol Yom. There are three people that Akash Baruch Hu makes an announcement about every single day. What exactly the announcement is, I'm not sure, but three announcements: Al Ravak Hadar B'Krach Ve'Nochote. A single person who lives in a city, but and he doesn't, it's he's not Machshio.
Rav Weinberger said this to Slichos Net 2 years ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the first one? Ravak, which is a panoy, a single man who lives in the city and ve'eno chotei, doesn't do any sins there. That's number one. Val ani hamachzer aveda lebala, a poor person who sees an aveda and he returns it to the rightful owner. You know, you think he'd want to keep it. You see, sometimes it comes up in the news, like a homeless person finds a stash of cash, like a bag of a ton of money, and he returns it to the cops. So something like that is Akash Baruch Hu's machrizon. And Va'al Ha'ashir Hama'asir Perosa Betzina, and a rich person who takes Ma'asir Betzina, he could clearly do it outside Begaloi, he has nothing to be ashamed of, he could show off how much money he has, how much Ma'asir he has, but still he does a Betzina, he doesn't want to try to draw any attention, doesn't want to be a Baal Gaiva, that's a person Akash Baruch Hu is very proud. So now the Gemara says, Rav Safra, Rava Kadar B'Krachava. Rav Safra was single, living in the city, and of course he wasn't Chodei. So he was an example of one of the three Hachrozes of Kadosh Baruch Hu made every single day, or makes every single day. Now, Tani Kamad Rava Rav Safra. So they taught this Brisa once in front of Rava and Rav Safra, that three individuals of Kadosh Baruch Hu was Machmizan. And Savu Panav the Rav Safra. So Rav Safra's his face lit up. He was so proud of himself that he was one of these people. Some of the Rava says to him, Lav Kigon Mar, not like you. Ela Kigon Rav Chanina Rav Oshaya Dehave Ush Kapi Barad Yisrael. And they who lived in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Chanina Rav Asher, Vahave Yasav Ashuk of the Zonos. They were living in a place where Zonos were found. Vav Dulu Masana the Zonos. And they actually made shoes for the Zonos. And the Zonos would come in and look at these two Rabbeim making the shoes. And they, Rav Chanina and Rav Asher, would not look at the Zonos. And the Shrua of theirs, what's the Shrua of theirs? Does that mean? When they make a Shrua. When they make a Shrua, referring to B'chayin or Rabbeinu Kadish Debar Yisrael, makes it Yeshua was what was stated. The reference was to these two great Rabbanim, Rav Chanina and Rav Oshaya, that's what they meant to these great Rabbanim Kadisha that were found in Eretz Yisrael. That's what they're referring to. Not just Stam, a single person living in the Shuk, and living in a city by himself. It's someone who is sitting in such a situation, which was really a dangerous situation, and yet they stayed strong.
Why is it such a mile to have these Zonos make such a Shua?
No, it wasn't the Zonos. It was when we would make a Shvua, you'd say, we're making a Shvua in the Lashon B'chayin during the lifetime of the Anshe, these Rabban and Kadisha Debar Yisrael. It's when we make Shvuas. Apparently there's such a Shvua that was made with such a text that would make a reference to the greatness of the these.
I think it's brought as a proof that the Rabbanim were very, very...
Stark.
Right. Yeah.
It's not the shvuah. The main thing is that, as a proof that they never looked at them, they brought this to say that, you know, that's why they mentioned their name.
And this interesting story, the fact that they were doing this as a parnasa, right. There's a Gemara in Kedushin, where I forget which Rav, Adam probably remembers who it was, but one of the Amoraim was being chased down by a Nachris. She was chasing him, and he's running and running and running. He gets top of a rooftop. He's stuck. It's either jumping off or this Nachris is chasing him down. He's looking both ways. He jumps off the roof. Eliyahu Navi comes and catches him. I think it's Rav Kana now comes to my mind. I think Rav Kana. So Eliyahu comes and catches him. So he says, Rav Kana, why did you jump off the roof? You made me jump like 400 parcels to catch you. What are you doing? He says, what do you mean? I have a lady who's chasing me. So he's like, why are you involved in this business? He says, I have no money. What do you want me to do? I forget the continuation of the Gemara, but I think he maybe brings him to Gan Eden and gives him some parnasa or something like that.
That's it.
So sometimes you're forced into these types of businesses, which you have no choice. So says the Gemara, Shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ohavan, there are three people HaKadosh Baruch Hu very much loves. Misha Eino Kali, someone who doesn't get angry. Misha Eino Mishtakir, somebody who doesn't get drunk. Misha Eino Mamida Amidosav, somebody who doesn't, tit for tat, he doesn't do Mida Kenegan Mida. Someone does something bad to him, he doesn't get him back, he just kind of ignores it and has self-control. Shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonam, there are three individuals HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually hates. Hamdaber Echer Bepev Echer Belev, he says one thing is in his mouth, but he completely thinks something else, Belev. Number two is Vayodea Eit Disbichaveiru Venu Meilo, person who knows testimony about his friend but doesn't give the testimony. So the problem with this one is this is Issa Deraisa. Unclear why Karish Baruch Hu, this is like a special thing that he particularly hates. It's an Issa Deraisa, why he this is on the list. But I don't know what the answer. Vayroa Davar Erva Bichaveiro Hu Moid Bo Yuchidi. And someone sees a friend or someone else involved in some Erva, and he testifies in Bezdin anyways, even though he's Yachid. So why is that hated? Because his Eid, being an Eid Echad, can't accomplish anything. You can't accomplish anything without two Eidim. So his testimony is simply being Motzi Shemra, just starting rumors, although that might even be true, but we can't accept your testimony by yourself, so that's a person that Kadosh Baruch Hu hates. What's the story like this? Gihad de Tuvia Achat, the Tuvia sinned, v'asa Zigur Lechudei, and Zigur came to testify by himself in the Beis Din, v'asid Be Kamed Rapapa. So he gave the testimony over in front of Rapapa. So Nagdi LeZigur, so they put a Zigur in excommunication. Again, Tuvia was the one who was sinning. Zigur was the aid, and Zigur got sent out. Samulei, Tuvia, Chatov, Zigur, Minika, doesn't make sense. Tuvia was the one who was over the Avera, and Zigur is the one who's getting lashes or excommunicated, which they made lashes here. Maybe Malkos here. So either he gets punished. Samulei, in, yes. Dichsev, lo yakum eid echad b'ish. We don't accept one aid. You're the only aid here testifying about him. Shame Rab Alma come afkas bay. You're simply being motzi shame Rab, simply spreading these rumors and without any real testimony there. So Amar Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav. Motel Lesnoso. You actually, if you see such a person, you're allowed to hate him, even though, so you can't give a testimony because you saw, you witnessed this event all by yourself. There's still a heter to hate him. Shinemar, kisire chamor sonacha, robeitz tachas maso. You see the donkey of a person you hate, he's crouching down, he needs help, you could help him with the packages on his back. So what does it possibly mean, my sona? What do you mean, your enemy? How do you have an enemy? Ilema Soni Nachri, if it's the non-Jew person who's your enemy, Vahatanya Soni, Shamu Soni Israel, Velo Soni Nachri. When we refer to the mitzvah, the heter, that you're allowed to hate a person, we refer to the Soni in the Pasuk, the Brisa tells us, it's not referring to a non-Jewish enemy, not his donkey, it's referring to a Jew who is your enemy, whose donkey is crouching down, you have to help your Jew who's the enemy. So who's a Jew that you can actually Soni? When is there a heter to be hate anyone? El Pshita Sone Yisrael must be referring to a Sone Yisrael. So that's the case. So when you're allowed to hate him? So it must be the case if you see him doing something he shouldn't be doing. No, Mishari Lamasna, is there a heter really to hate a Jew? You're not allowed to hate a Jew. Mefurish Pasuk in the Torah. It's a derisa to hate someone. El Deika Sada de Avid Yisrael. So when there is an Edim that he didn't Isser, Kuyamanami Misna Sonile. Everyone's allowed to. You have two Edom come forward, they testify about a person doing some type of Dover Erva, there's a heter for everybody to hate him. Maishna hai. So why any different? It's Ella must be Lav Kiai Gavna Dechazya Beihu Dover Erva. Must be a case where he himself saw it.
Hates the bad thing that's with him. Don't hate him as a general thing, as a Jew. About Israel. hate the bad things.
Exactly.
Like the good things.
Very good. So look at this Tosfos on the top. Tosfos is right. Shira bo dava erva. You see someone doing a dava erva. Vim tomar de b'metzias, perek b'metzias says, Arminan oev lefrok v'soni leton. Let's say you're faced with the following situation. A friend of yours needs to, you need to help load up the, I'm sorry, you have to remove, lefrok is to take off the packages.
Unload.
And then, unload, there you go. And then your enemy on the other side of the road needs help putting the packages, loading up the animal. So what are you supposed to do? Normally we'd say unload should go first because you're helping relieve the pain from the animal. But here, so you have the ohev. So the chori should go help the ohev because he's your friend and you have to do the lefrok. So it says the Gemara, so mitzvah visone, better to help your enemy, kidei lakof es yitro, to overcome your hatred, your yitro, you really hate the guy, so it's better for you to put yourself in a situation to try to overcome that. Now, v'hashta makfias yitro shach came into mitzvah lison also. Why are you trying to overcome it if there's a mitzvah to actually hate the person? You're supposed to hate him. Why are you trying to do anything, undo that? So Tosfos answers, v'yishlomer kevin shusono gam chaveru sono, since you're going to hate him, he's going to hate you back. The way you react to him, he's going to respond to you. So it's going to really create true hatred. And then it's going to come to real hatred. So I think Tosfos means that what you said, hate what he did, but not himself. But if you completely ignore him, you're going to create real hatred of each other as individuals. I think that's the idea what Tosfos is trying to say. So there's a hate, but not a real hate. Hate the action, but not hate the person. Okay, says the Gemara now. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Mitzvah Lisno. So Shinemar, it's actually not only is there a heter, but there's actually a mitzvah according to Rav Nachman to hate such a person. Shinemar Yiras Hashem Sonei Ra. Amar Rav Acha Breid Rav Al Ravashi Ma'al Lemeimer Le Rabbe Lemishne. So could you Lemishne? Can you tell his Rebbe what you saw? So his Rebbe could hate him also. Amar Le Iyada Demhemin Le Rabbe Kibetre. If you know that his Rebbe is going to believe you as if it was two people testifying, Lemalei, you could tell him. Vilo lo lo lemalei. And if you know your Rebbe will still be a little bit unsure whether you're really trustworthy or not, then don't say anything to him. Only if you know the Rebbe really will trust you.
But he would tell his Rebbe what, so his Rebbe should talk to him or what?
Just right, probably give him the proper rebuke or treat him the proper way. Distance himself from him, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Tanu Rabbanon, Shlosh Chayein Ein Mechayim. There are three lives which are not considered a real true life. Why not? Or what are they? Harachmanim. People who are too nice sometimes. You're too nice, you get stomped all over. Raschonim, people who are so angry. People with anger management problems, that's also. Vanine Das, people who are very, what's the word I'm looking for, Adam?
Finicky.
Finicky, right. These three individuals, it means like, almost like OCD, OCD, so that's very like careful about details, getting dirty, everything has to be exact, perfect, you're always so nervous, anxiety.
Anal,
yeah. So again, someone who's too much about is careful about so many details and so nervous about everything, that's the third thing that's not so
Rambeis says someone is Mitzapel Shulchan Chaveiro, also Gemara says three things, Chayim Enu Chayim. Rambeis says someone is Mitzapel Shulchan Chaveiro, and someone who is Surin Bidulin Kogufo. Things are different things, and also same lesson.
Yes.
Chayim Einam Chayim.
Where I see this recently. So maybe the back, maybe they quote this more in the back, and that's where I saw it. It's coming out. Okay, fine, that's where I saw it. Okay, so we'll get there in a second. Let's just finish the last line of this piece, at least. Vamar of Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Kulo Isnu Bi. I have all three of these. I was a Rachmanim, I was a Raschan, and I was a Anine Das. So Tosfos says,
why is he boasting that?
I'm sure he's boasting. He was just stating a fact. Vainlo, did you see the Vainlo Banam? We didn't see that Gemara yet.
Or else if I was Hanik Sagi Nahor. So much that Tafka Mishum Kachir Gishet Hakush et Hakoshi Shemidoteli Atrom Yacherim. He was blind, and that's why he felt it a lot. Checking your Shadam Shemitabel Makak Tanauma Umagiv Bitsakot Ramon.
Scaring like crazy from a little bruise.
Adam Ruet Apsia in a mid. Because when he sees it, he knows it's nothing serious. But when you don't see,
if you're blind and you hear all the screaming, you think it's a serious thing. So you become a Rachman.
Huh. Okay. So anyway, so as Adam said, he quoted the Mechavim to another Tosfos here, the Gemara in Beah, which says, "Look at bottom Tosfos, Shlosh Chayin Ein Mechaim Haraschan Mechule Tema the Beperik Hamevi Where Mbeah says, Tana Gimel Chayein Einam Chayim, Hamatapel Shulchan Chaver, someone who looks to his friend's table, see what he has. So he's like jealous, always looking over his shoulder. Misha Ishto Moshele Salav, someone whose wife is too powerful. Misha Yisurin Boshin Megufa, and someone who's going through a lot of pain.
Maram says over there that it's, and he can't learn Torah because of it.
That's Stam.
Yeah, it's a good Sheva Brachas Torah, though.
It is.
So it says about Milo Money Lukula Hachas. Why wasn't this list here also? It seems to be the same thing. So,
because his wife told him not to write.
Not to what?
Not to write it, not just.
Rav Fisher from Shagashiv. So he was giving a shiur on Shalom Bayis. And it was like Gelin Chever recently got married, you know. Like they're all excited to learn about Shalom Bayis, you know. If they just got married, they don't know any issues yet. And so one of the guys who was like a little bit older married, so he said, like, you know, my wife doesn't want me to go to night theater and this and that. You know, I really want to go. Because you don't really want to go. You want to get out. Because if you really want to go, you make her feel like her priority is hers. It is really the real main priority, and then she's going to want you to go. So that was like the mahalach that he said. That was his eight to tova towards the strong bias. Yeah.
So Toz wants to know. So why is this list not here? The Eshlomar Dehachalom Mari El Bahanoch Davi told us Adam Nishim Deleil. These things listed here, there where it's really part of a person's nature. The three things listed in the Gemara Mbeah are really external things, not part of his nature. I think that's what he's trying to say. Okay. So says the Gemara now. Tani Rabbanon Shlosha Sonim Zedzeh. There are three groups of people who hate each other. Or not people in that side, but three groups that hate each other. Eluhena, Klavim, the dogs hate each other. Hatan and Golem apparently hate each other. Vachaverim, which is a particular Medina. V'yesha Omrim, Af Hazonos, V'yesha Omrim, Af Tamri, Dechom Shabbat. So these are the three, four, or maybe five groups of that hate each other. Interesting, the one in Tamil Chacham is that the Tamil Chacham and Babel hate each other. It might remind you of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which has the same thing about this, how in Babel they really mamish hated each other. So they talk about, that's why, according to the Bavli, it says many times that the Torah of Eretz Yisrael was much greater than the Torah of Babel, because in Torah of Eretz Yisrael, they all got along with each other. In Babel, they did not get along with each other. So for that reason, it seems that Yushalmi seems to be superior to that of the Bavli.
Maybe just a clarification question.
Yeah.
I can understand the last statement there, which says Tamini Chomish of Ablamo, but the statement of saying that dogs, roosters, and Kharbanim, which are apparently are some sort of extendants from Persians.
Okay.
Why would Persians have any problem with dogs and roosters?
No, among each other. So, dogs versus dogs. Dogs hate each other.
It's between themselves.
Kharbanim, though, is supposedly like people.
Yeah, so they hate each other. Persians hate each other.
Oh, amongst themselves.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that I see.
Now the Tanya Rabbanan Shlosha Ohavim Zed. There are three groups that love each other. Eluhein Hagerim Avadim Vaorvin, converts, servants, and the ravens. Arba Einadas Lasan Eluhein. So there are four people whose das doesn't really make sense to individuals. Eluhein Dal Gaya, a very Gaivadik, a poor person. You think the person's so poor, he's so humble, but he's such a Baal Gaiva nonetheless. V'asher Michachesh, a rich person who's very weak. V'zaki Minayif, an old person committing adultery. Uparnes Misgal Atzibur Bechinim, and someone who becomes head of the community, and for free, just because he wants simply the power to be there, he takes it for free. So V'yesh Omrim, Af Hamagarish Ishto, Pam Rishono, V'shnio Machazira. A person who divorces his wife once and then marries her and divorces her a second time and yet marries her a second time. The Tanakama, Zimna, the Ksuba, Samaruba. No. The Tanakama left it out because sometimes he had a lot of money to pay. The Ksuba was so large he couldn't afford to continue to pay her, so you're better off just marry her again. And Inami, alternatively, Yeshla Banim, Heimanavlo, Matsi, Megarishla. Or he has children from her and he's not able to divorce her, perhaps for helping raising the children. So for that reason, he couldn't stay divorced from her.
I'm just curious on that age. Are there abundant backing that up today? Like I've heard that excuse before.
Nice.
That like because the children, they stay married, but they're completely unhappy.
Oh, I'm not that
curious.
I'm not sure.
As a high schooler, you don't get exposed to this.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about.
I'm curious. Like
Gemara's not good. You don't even see it.
Right? Yeah.
So what's the Gemara's saying that
we won't say about someone who gets divorced and then remarries on the basis of the fact of their children that other people dislike them. Saying that which we said in Adas of Lawson Shobrios, that other people aren't distasteful of them. We're not going to say that about someone who gets remarried because of the children. Okay. It's not an Eitzah who gets married off. Stay married off.
Just explain our impression of them.
It's not Eitzah to get remarried, though, or to stay married.
No, saying there are a couple of chilukim. Number one, we're talking about someone who gets divorced and they're now getting remarried because of the children. Yeah. Number two, we're talking about what other people's perceptions are of them. We're not talking about what's an Eitzah for them to do for themselves.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so says the Gemara now. Chamisha Devarim Tzava Kananis Bonav. Kanan commanded his children five things, and they're all very interesting. Ahavu Zedzeh, love each other, that's a good one. Vavu Sagezo, love stealing. Avu Esa Zima, love the Erva. Sanu Esa Adonechem, hate your masters. Val Tedabru Emes, and don't speak the truth. Wonderful. Okay, Shisha Devarim Nemarim Basus, there are six things stated about a horse. Oyves asnus, they hate znus. Oyves Muhammad, they love fighting. Verucho gasa, they're very gavadik. Omos is a shena, they hate sleep. Asus is a horse, right?
Six, okay.
Veochel harbe, they eat a lot. Vemotzikima, they don't go to the bathroom too much. Vishomrim af mevakeish laharog balav b'muhammad, they also seek to kill their owners, the one who's sitting on top of them. They try to throw them off during a battle. Shiva Menudin l'Shemayim. There are seven who are those who were excommunicated to Shemayim ve'Eluhin. Yehudi Shein l'Isha, Jew who has no wife. V'Sheish l'Isha, he has a wife but ain't l'Banim, doesn't have any children. V'Sheish l'Banim ve'in Megadlin l'Tam Torah, don't raise them in the path of Torah. V'Mish ain't l'Tefillin v'Rosho v'Tefillin b'Zro, someone doesn't wear Tefillin on his head on his arm. V'Titzis b'Bigdol, that doesn't wear Titzis. V'Mezuzah b'Pischa, doesn't have Mezuzah. V'Moneah Menal Miraglav, doesn't wear shoes. These are all seven that are listed here. Also, someone who doesn't join a chabura of a sudas mitzvah. So, in terms of the halacha of not having children, look at Tosfos of Ein Lo Banim. It's a little bit out of order, but the middle Tosfos of Ein Lo Banim near dafka ayidei pshiaso she'enu misasik b'piri review. It doesn't mean if a person can't have children, he's going to get punished because of that. Because he's considered munudav, he can't have children. It means that he's not osik, he's not trying to have children. Dumi dachmin, just like the other ones, mish ein lo tefillin b'roshu v'zorah v'titz b'bigdo ma'i b'sheishlo v'enu manichin. You have tefillin, you just don't put them on. But if a person doesn't have the means, he can't afford tefillin, can't find tefillin, so he's not responsible for that. Just like a person's not, it's only when you're not osik, when you're being posheya and intentionally not having children. Okay, fine. Says the continue with the Gemara. Amar Rabba bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Marsa, Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Yosi Ish Hutal. Minayin she'ain shalin bechaldayim. How do you know you shouldn't ask questions about through Kishif? I think Bali Ov. It's I think one of the types of a Kishif mentioned in the Torah.
Ozim bekochavim.
Stars, the seers.
Horoscopes.
That's according to the Rashbam. The first
astrologers.
So it's two pshatim. First Rashbam is Bali Ov. By always, which one they speak to the dead? Was that the one speaking to the dead?
You're doing, right?
Right, so the two different ones. I think one speaks to the dead.
One just put like a bone on the mouth.
Exactly. And one like in the armpit or something, yeah. Speaking to the armpit. And that's the first shot. And the Rashi says the second one, no, one to see, look at the stars for advice. So one shouldn't seek advice from them. Shinemar tamim tia im Hashem lokecha. You should be tamim with Hashem. So this is something they apply. Are you guys familiar with the Goral Hagra? The Goral Hagra is a special type of... I think it's a chumash or a tanakh. I think a chumash where you ask a shayla to know how to do it. You have to have a special chumash. You have to know how to do it. And you flip back and forth, right. And you find the spot and it answers the question. And it's fast. I've never seen it, but I've heard like answers from it. It's like fascinating. So some say, how could you do that? It says, tamim diyep, I'm Hashem lokecha. So I have a friend of mine who has a whole sefer on the Goral Hagra. I never read through it, though. It explains how the Goral Hagra is not a problem of this statement here. But
what is to do again?
There's a special chumash, the Gra. Has the same words, but the way it was written, the way it was put together, so you ask a question to someone who knows how to do it, and he flips like the pages like one way, flips it the other way, and flips it back, and then a few different things, and he like, puts his finger in a spot, like randomly, and then like your answer is there.
Just like you wrote a Kodesh. What's the problem?
No, so it's the question is whether it's a problem here. The Gemara says you can't seek advice from these people who see...
Is it the Jewish book?
It's a Chumash.
It's a Chumash, okay.
So.
This year, maybe the what's it called? The Rav Avadia Tzali used to be able to go like point the like someone one of his like anyone could take his svarim and point the finger in it without him seeing it, he would tell you like what it is or something like that. Like
yeah, the pintas. I mean, that was his. He was said someone wanted to ask them, are you quicker than the bar line? You know the bar line idea is where you could have everything there and you put a searching? Right. He said, Cain, Cain.
Who was this?
Ravadi
Yosef. Really?
Yeah. His mind was unreal.
One of my friends who was had this chus to be in his house, he said, like, you couldn't see any walls in the house. Every wall is covered by a sefer.
Wow.
Okay, so then the Gemara says the last, actually not last sub, says four, five lines from the bottom. Minayin hayodea b'chaver shu gadol mimenu, afilu b'davar echad. How do you know? What's the source that if you know your friend is greater than you, at least in one particular area, shechayv lenog bo kavod, you're supposed to show him the proper respect. Shenemar kol kabel de ruach yiseir be umalcha asisa lakmosa al kol malchusa. So it's a pasuk Daniel, which is a lot of Aramaic, harder Aramaic than kind of the Gemara. So what does pasuk literally mean? Maybe the English will help us out here with that one. Who's got in? Anyone? Let's see.
44. I suppose.
Kol Kabe, here we go. Kol Kabe, anyone who has De Ruach Yatiraba, anyone who has an extra Ruach, an extra strength. Umalka Asis Lak Musa Akol Machusa. You should consider it in your life as if he's a Melech. And that's the source that if someone has some, he's better than you in a certain area, you should show him the proper Kabe.
Yosef et Sadek.
Yosef et Sadek.
You get appointed for that.
You're appointed for that, right? Says the Gemara, by Yosef es al dam tower asur l'shamish ad kam amar rav ona. So someone who sits on dam tower after a woman gives birth to a child, and she goes through the period of days where the dam, even though she sees dam, is still considered dam tower. So you still can't have Rashbam explains that. So the day that she gives birth to a boy, so she has 40 days of yimei tower. So now on day 41, so you should still wait a period of an ona, which is either 12 or 24 hours of machlokas. Wait 12 or 24 hours from the last time she saw Dam Tohar. That's Rashi.
Here saying. It says that when Daryavish conquered Babel,
mm-hmm.
and so he appointed a few people, three people, and one of them was Daniel. But when he saw that Daniel was the smartest of them all, he put them like in top of everybody.
That's the reference.
So that's why it says.
Okay. Then the Gemara says, we'll finish with this. Three lines from the bottom. Tana, the Brisa says, Hu Yosef Ish Hutzal, Hu Yosef Habavli, Hu Isi Ben Gur Aryeh, Hu Isi Ben Yehuda, Hu Isi Ben Gamliel, Hu Isi Ben Mahalal, Hu Mashmo, Isi Ben Akav Yishmo. So, I'm not sure what the Brisa is doing here. The Brisa is telling us, you see this individual mentioned in different, the same person, but he has like six different names. Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Tavlahu, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chaklahu, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Alahu, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Acha, the Shmaisahu, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas da Gadasa. So these are all also a second type of. Rabbi Yitzchak also had a number of different names that were all the same person. The Simanach, and there's a certain mnemonic, Shimuna Achai Virai. I'm not sure exactly what the mnemonic there is. I think the Rashbam explains that the Shmaisa is Ben Acha, because Rabbi Yitzchak was known as Ben Acha in the Shmaisa in the Gemara. He was known as Ben Yitzchak when it came up in Zagata. So Shimuna is Lashon Shmaisa, Achai Virai, Achai, his name is Ben Acha when it comes to a Shmaisa.
We had just brought something from Yosef to Ishud, so that's why the Gemara
is here. Okay.
All right. We're almost there, right?
We are almost there.